Welcome to homebirdfeeder.com, your one-stop destination for all things bird feeding. Today we dive into the intricacies of feeding hummingbirds in our new audio post, titled, Can You Give Hummingbirds Cold Sugar Water? Let's begin. You may have wondered, can you give hummingbirds cold sugar water? The short answer is yes. However, there are important aspects to consider for the well-being of these tiny flyers. Feeding hummingbirds goes beyond merely serving sugar water. In this audio post, we will delve into the complexities of hummingbird feeding. We'll explore hummingbird nutrition, the role of temperature in their diet, the safe recipe for sugar water, and the importance of clean feeders. Let's look at some key takeaways. Yes, hummingbirds can take cold sugar water, but room temperature or lukewarm is better for their comfort and energy needs. They have high metabolic rates and need a sugar-rich diet, often supplemented with sugar water during migration or colder periods. The temperature of this water matters, too cold, and it could sap their energy. A safe sugar water recipe involves a ratio of 1 part white granulated sugar to 4 parts water, mimicking natural nectar. Clean feeders are essential to prevent bacteria or mold growth, and responsible feeding is at the heart of it all. But is it okay to give hummingbirds cold sugar water? Yes, it is. Yet offering it at room temperature or lukewarm is more beneficial due to the energy conservation it affords these energetic creatures. Hummingbirds have a high energy requirement, with their rapid wing flaps fueled by a sugar-rich diet. Flower nectar is their main source of sugar, but supplemental feeding via sugar water can be beneficial, especially during migration or in colder climates. The temperature of the sugar water we provide matters. Cold water could sap more of their energy reserves, and room temperature water offers a more comfortable drinking experience. When preparing sugar water, it's essential to replicate natural nectar as closely as possible. Use a 1-to-4 ratio of white granulated sugar to water and avoid harmful additives like honey or artificial sweeteners. After preparation, leftover sugar water can be stored in the fridge for up to a week. Cleanliness is next to birdliness when it comes to feeders. Sugar water can quickly breed bacteria or mold, which could be harmful to hummingbirds. Regular cleaning of the feeder, preferably every few days or daily in hot weather, is a must. To conclude, feeding hummingbirds can be a rewarding experience. By understanding their needs and providing them with healthy, safe sugar water, you can contribute to their survival and enjoy their mesmerizing presence. As we part, remember, each time you prepare that sugar solution, you're participating in a delicate dance with nature, helping preserve these beautiful creatures. Your actions create a ripple effect, providing a lifeline when natural nectar sources may be scarce. So, what next? As we watch these iridescent marvels flit from feeder to flower, let's remember our role in their survival. When we ask, "Can you give hummingbirds cold sugar water?" perhaps we're really questioning our part in their story and how best we can support them. Thank you for joining us on this informative journey on homebirdfeeder.com. Stay tuned for more bird feeding tips and tricks.